The Studebaker was the big American car not made in Detroit, and it looked like it. The Studebaker rolled off the assembly line in South Bend, Indiana, bullet-nosed, hard-topped, and in some models, like the Starlight and Lowy Coupes, sleek. The Studebaker stopped rolling in 1966, when the company went out of business, but thousands of people are still devoted to the automobile, and this week quite a few of them will gather in South Bend for the Studebaker Drivers Club 38th International Meet. John Paulus is a Studebaker collector who grew up in South Bend, and he joins us from the showgrounds there. Mr. Paulus, thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to get a chance to talk about my automobile.
Well, could you tell us about your first Studebaker?
My first Studebaker was a 51 two-door sedan that I bought when I was 15 years old. And I've been buying and selling Studebakers since then, probably gone through 200 or 300 over the years.
I've got to ask you, Mr. Paulus, when you Studebaker owners and collectors get together at this meet, do you all just stand around going, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, what a shame Studebaker went out of business?
Oh, no, I don't even think it's discussed anymore. I think the biggest factor that brings us all together is the camaraderie of the owners. We don't even call it a hobby. We call it a disease. Once you get a Studebaker, you're approached by all these wonderful people, and you sit around and you shoot the breeze and you have a few beers and you help each other. It's just so much fun.
Mr. Paulus, are you near a Studebaker at the moment?
I'm near 1,000 Studebakers.
Would it be possible for you to slip behind the wheel of a Studi and drive off?
I don't know that I could drive off, but I could certainly have one of the high-performance Studebakers fired up. I don't know if you know, but the Yavani still holds the land speed record for a four-passenger production car at 178 miles an hour.
I think we'd like to hear that engine roar, please.
All righty. I'm standing here with Nelson Bove, who has the one R3-powered Avani-powered Lark two-door sedan, 1964 model, and he'd be happy to fire it up for you.
Please, we'd love to hear that.
Okay, shifting the four-speed out of neutral.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
That sounds like a lot of fun. You're still in the same place, though, aren't you, Mr. Paulus?
Yes, I'm still I'm at the concourse ground. I hoped I'd find Nelson's car. It's just an incredible car.
Well, Mr. Paulus, very nice talking to you. Have a good weekend, sir.
Nice talking to you, and thanks for taking the time.
Our pleasure. Take care.
You too.
John Paulus is a Studebaker collector, speaking from the showgrounds of the Studebaker Drivers Club International Meet in South Bend, Indiana. You know, when the Studebaker brothers decided to make a car, maybe they had this sound in mind.
That take the BU meter for you?
Oh, boy. Born to be wild.
Yeah, boy.
22 minutes before the hour.